Web hosting for Lowdown Radio is provided by HostGator.com. Use the code LOWDOWNRADIO and receive $9.94 off your next hosting package. Eat up the competition at HostGator.com. You're listening to The Rogue Gallery with your host, Bobby Rogue.
Yo, and a bottle of rum. This is Bobby Rogue and Carlos Frever bringing you The Rogue Gallery. What's up, Carlos?
What's going on, Bobby? How you doing?
Everybody's favorite 2 to 3 minutes on the internet, my microcast. I'm blowing it up. But you know what's going down in March? Only one of the biggest sports tournaments in the entire universe, maybe even a couple of galaxies surrounding this universe. We're talking about NCAA Tournament 2011. Well, actually, it's going to be for the 2010 champion, but it's March Madness, and this is the time where I like to say 2011 really gets started.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's, I've been seeing everybody gearing up, getting their brackets ready. It's big time. People love basketball. Talk to me about who you think is going to take it all.
All right, man. So for sure, I've got Butler and Syracuse in the finals. Syracuse taking home the trophy for the second time in the history of the NCAA tournament. That's who I'm talking about. But I want to talk about a couple of Cinderella teams, and I think Richmond is going to make some noise. I think they're going to do A-okay. A little bit disappointed that St. Mary's didn't make it. But for all of you NCAA fans out there, you know, you can go to msn.foxsports.com and you can take part in their bracket challenge. You can go to yahoo.com and take part in their bracket challenge. And you can obviously go to the number one sports entertainment website in the world, not entertainment, sports, real sports, which is entertaining of fans in the world, espn.com. They got their tourney bracket challenge as well. So you've heard it from me. You know, NCAA may call it bracketology, but I like to call it Bobbyology. Syracuse and Butler, look out. Bobby Rogue is calling it. How about you, Carlos? Are you a partaker in the madness?
Nah, you know, not too much. Butler is interesting because it's from Indiana. You know, Butler's in Indiana, and I'm from Indiana, but I'm a Boilermaker from Purdue. And Butler, back in the day, was never really a rivalry, but it's amazing how they've kind of risen and become a force in the college basketball world. So it'd be cool to kind of see them, you know, maybe take it. So.
Oh, yeah. You've got a couple of Indiana schools in there. You know, Indiana State's in there also. They're going against Syracuse in the first round. Unfortunately, they're going to lose.
That's fine with me. Like I said, man, I'm a Boilermaker. So right. It's been a long time since Purdue's done anything in any of the NCAA stuff.
So big props out, because there was a record made this year. The Big East is sending 11 schools to the big dance.
Oh, wow. 11. So, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It is Bobby-tastic. And so I'm hoping that the media doesn't portray the Big East as the bad guy in hopes that all of them get eliminated. So to the Big East, please, you know, go to the 32, go to the 16, go to the 8. Go to the 4, and then Syracuse is going to be in the finals, and they're going to take it, like I've said. But big props out there. And Syracuse, my love, I will be out there next year to watch you play. I tried to go with Carlos versus Georgetown. It was sold out. They gave me no love. They said, Rogue Gallery, what? But you know what? I know next year I'll be front row center VIP.
They will know us next year.
Oh, yes, they will. So that's it. For the madness, everybody have fun sitting on your couch, eating potato chips, drinking Coca-Cola, Pepsi if you're a Pepsi person. Tweet us, email us, whatever you want to do. We're dancing through April. That's the Rogue Gallery. Carlos, it's been a pleasure.
As always, Bobby.
We'll see you next time when Bobby Rogue comes back and reports on WrestleMania.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.